Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 23, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Meshal Alradadi gains international recognition for architectural innovation. Meshal Alradadi, a New York-based architectural designer, is gaining international recognition for his innovative work on high-profile projects and research into the role of information systems in architecture. Alradadi, who has won multiple international awards, is known for merging architecture with data-driven processes. He has received prestigious awards, such as the Architecture Visualization Award, and was a finalist for the Felix Candela Award. Alradadi's work in hospitality, residential, and retail projects in New York is noted for its rigorous representation and layered design systems. In addition to his practice, he conducts independent research on architecture as an information system, developing frameworks to improve clarity, efficiency, and autonomy in design and construction. Alradadi believes that architecture is a system of communication, with representation playing a central role in design and understanding. The hidden story of direct electron transfer. Can conductive additives really power biogas? Transforming organic waste into renewable energy through anaerobic digestion has long been a goal, with conductive additives like biochar seen as potential accelerators. However, the link between these additives and direct interspecies electron transfer remains uncertain. Researchers from Jinan University and the University of Science and Technology of China call for more rigorous studies to validate claims of improved methane production. By using advanced techniques to track diet-related genes and proteins in real time, alongside imaging electron movement within microbial networks, the true impact of conductive additives can be understood. Only with standardized methods and comprehensive research can these materials be effectively utilized in industrial biogas systems, potentially revolutionizing energy recovery from organic waste.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.